Hello, everybody, and welcome to
Heart to Heart,
where I, Carlos Santos, talks with my 7-year-old son,
Eli.
He gets to ask me anything, and I hopefully get to answer very vulnerably and honestly. Yikes. Okay, what's your question for today?
So, when it comes back to the normal, what's one thing that you won't like about going back to work on site?
Okay, so I hope my bosses don't listen to me today. Well, definitely, Eli, that my time with you. Because right now, after I, you know, get off work and I get off my Zoom meetings and all the programs and events and whatever, I'm instantly at home. And you can even, you know, come to me when you have a break from homeschool, and, you know, we can easily be together. And even my end of the days, we can have some, we can steal some more time playing ball, soccer, catching baseball mitts. Man, Eli, your pitches. I miss your pitches. I'm going to miss your pitches and the soccer games that we play at the end of the day. Yeah, I'm going to miss those because now there's going to be traffic.
Yeah, and, terrible.
It's going to take me an hour to get home and all that, you know.
Yeah, because you might even come back at 8 o'clock. If you leave at 7 or 6, you might even end up being here at 8 o'clock.
And then that's your
but if it's late night,
yeah,
you can actually get home 9 o'clock.
What about last before? Did I used to come home at that time? Didn't I try to be
when
here
we
at
were
seven?
At Greenwoods.
Okay. Oh, yeah, we come home really late. That's really far. That's Cavite. But even now, where we are now, no? Now I can get maybe 7 o'clock I get home. But still, that's just time enough for to have dinner. Yeah.
Yeah.
What about you? What will you? What are you going to miss?
When that goes back being with you.
Well, me too.
And these talks together. And hopefully, we will still release more episodes. And sometimes, we even do this without recording,
right?
Like the free form, and like I just want to be together.
Can I ask you, before there was a pandemic and I had to work at home, what was I like when I would come back from work? You gotta answer honestly also.
I don't know. It's like you don't have the only time you have with me is eating, is dinner, and then we go back to sleep. But in the quarantine, I'm happy that I thought of this, of Heart to Heart, even before we did this podcast.
Right, talking to me. Why did you start doing this Heart to Heart? What were you curious about? Why did you want to ask me all these
questions?
Maybe
it can also help you.
How can I be helped? What was wrong with me before?
No, I'm talking to the audience.
Oh, okay. What else, you guys? But I remember because you also, I felt like when you started asking me these questions, because you wanted to understand something about me. What did you want to understand? What was I like in the beginning of the pandemic?
Well, I want to understand why you're always getting mad at me more. Well, half that.
Okay, that will be another talk.
Okay. Next episode.
So while I was always getting angry at you, was I angry at you a lot before the pandemic?
During that the is most likely.
Really? So during the time where I would come home late?
Well, for now, it's more. It's more. And sometimes I even cry when you say that you're going to go back to work every day.
Well, yeah, we're trying to go slowly back to work every day.
Not now.
But wait, I thought, you know, are you going to miss, aren't you going to like that you don't get to see me angry anymore?
Well, I want to see you hugging me, but not that giggle kind.
Come on, I'll giggle you. So, I'm gonna miss hugging you too, right? Like, anytime I want to hug you, I'll hug you.
Yeah.
But then maybe you can focus some more on your schoolwork if I'm not there to.
Not copy work.
What's copy work? Copy work,
copy work is like my least of the least favorite subjects.
It's like handwriting, right?
Yeah, handwriting, come on. But my favorite is actually Sloyd.
But so when I'm not around, won't you be able to focus more?
Well, when I was making the picture frame in Sloyd, you didn't tug and kiss me, right?
That's like paperwork, cutting and folding paper, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, because mommy had to tell me to, he's focusing, stay away from him.
With the help from mom.
Okay. Yeah, I guess. I remember before the pandemic, you would also, sometimes when you're visiting me in the office, in the center, even when I'm doing something and writing, you'd still come to my chair and you'd sit on my chair with on my lap and we'd still hug one another.
Yeah, I remember that play a little time. Bit.
I'm not gonna miss, you know, I don't miss that. I don't miss that I can't work because you're gonna bring all your friends into the office. No, I mean, I love playing with you guys always, but of course I have deadlines. I have to finish writing some things. And I'm glad that here at work we're finally at a place where you have your school work and I have my office work.
Yeah.
Maybe we should keep doing that.
And you often use my bedroom as your office.
It's so cool. It's so cool.
Yeah,
here.
Because
and I like the blank wall. There's nothing distracting when I have my meetings.
And it's my window is large and it's right facing where the wind usually blows.
Yeah. So I guess we're at the place that we're liking me working at home and spending time, and we're not as crazy as the beginning of the pandemic where we're so shocked with each other's habits and attitudes.
Yeah, just like when the pandemic came, I was like just saying, what? But now I'm beginning to like the pandemic.
Yeah, I mean, of course, we don't like that there's still the COVID virus and there's a pandemic. So why don't we pray
for... But staying at home is what I actually like.
Why don't we pray for the moms and dads and their kids and that they get to find a little bit of joy in a very hard situation, okay?
Okay.
You want to start first?
Okay. You. Wait, you first?
Okay. Lord, thank you so much for moms and dads. And we've had a year of being at home, working at home, quote unquote stuck at home with our kids also stuck with us. And I pray, Lord, for the conflicts. I pray that if there were really bad fights and quarrels between moms and dads and kids, that they forgive one another. We find a place that we forgive one another. And during this time, may Holy Spirit, would you open our eyes to the joy that we can have by spending time with one another. We pray that we don't get to a point where sawahan na kami, ayaw na namin, we don't want to be with each other anymore. But as we return to a new normal, to the newest normal, I guess, there are the things that we've learned being together that we continue to keep doing. Like the Bible says, never stop meeting one another. As long as the day is today, let's always encourage one another. I pray this for the families in Jesus' name.
Amen. Lord, I pray for the kids that they will find rest. They will find rest with their dads and also in you, God, because you are their fortress. As their parents protect them, you are also showing your love through their parents and help the kids and the parents to actually grow and grow and grow into their relationship and also with you, because we are citizens of heaven. We are always, you are always there for us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Take care, everybody.
Bye.